since I did every at bat tonight. You know, he had a good breaking ball working and threw the first one, the first strike, threw the curveball, which I hadn't seen, and he's just throwing me sliders before that. Second one was a slider. I felt like I was right on it, stayed up. It didn't break like most of them had. And then I just went to battle mode and tried to compete, and I was able to get the barrel on it and, you know, keep my bat on playing with the pitch, and something good happened there.
Nick, what did he have working for him generally?
Keeping us from getting hits. He's got a sneaky fastball. He's got a deceptively slow slider that moves more than you expect it to. And, you know, he just kept us off balance. You know, myself included, we definitely helped him out a little bit, chased some pitches here and there. You know, that happens in every game, but, you know, in a game like that, it gets amplified. So just that fastball combination of, you know, having that good extension and carry up in the zone with the slider that, you know, moves away from a right-hander into a left-hander. So he mixed it up to lefties even more through some change-ups in there. But, you know, he just has good stuff. He mixed it up, and he was better than us tonight. A lot better.
Nick, I know it's been a frustrating time for everybody right now, and it kind of seemed like that frustration maybe boiled over a little bit for Torrey there after the third inning. What was kind of the mood?
Frustration for sure. You know, he was in every right to be frustrated, like everyone else was. You know, he's preaching that even if we are going to get beat, we need to do things the right way. We need to do the little things, and you know, we haven't been doing the little things right. And you know, you can't win games and you don't do big things right and little things right. So you know, as we're not doing the big things right now, like hitting three-run homers and having, you know, guys go out and dominate on the mound and, you know, have great at bats, whatever it is, we're not doing things small things well either. So it just amplifies things and frustrates things even more when a team like us, who is, you know, in the past and supposed to be very fundamentally sound, is not doing those little things correct, and it's just very frustrating.
Back to you, Nick.
Nick, does it with all of the losing, does it begin to concern you that it could have repercussions for people in leadership positions? It seems like when clubs or you know, teams in any sport go on this kind of a skid, you know, there's changes a lot of the time.
You're referring to someone getting fired or traded?
Sure. Yeah, I'm referring to people getting fired. Does that start to concern you at some point?
No, I mean, that's definitely not a question for me. It's a question for you guys know who that question is for. I love Torrey. I think he's a great manager. I love our coaching staff. You know, we're not getting it done right now. That's all that I'm going to keep my mind on. We're going to try to make the adjustments we need to make individually and collectively and try to come out and win a baseball game tomorrow and not look past that.
Do you have anything else for Nick? No, thank you, Nick.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.